think they're... hold on just a second.
You had somebody there.
Someone's leaving, Mr. President.
That's all right.
They're playing it very well, I think. The discussion is
upbeat. They have to prepare, play it in an upbeat way, because they've got to think in terms that this sort of thing four and a half years ago would have been absolutely unthinkable. Even last year, it was impossible.
That's right.
We could never. This year, we have an agreement from these people that they're not going to use force or the threats of force against any country. That's the biggest thing in the happened. These guys have got to realize how important this is.
Yes, I think they do. Henry made that point very well in the briefing.
And also, the fact is, it isn't an agreement, but the will of the parties to keep it. Henry or you should emphasize it. That it's quite clear that Brezhnev and Nixon have the will to keep the agreement.
Yes, sir. It's a good line.
The will of the parties to keep it, but what is more important, perhaps, in the words we've all signed, is that the two men have shown a definite will to keep these agreements and to move in this direction.
Right.
And that's, therefore, it isn't, every war starts by breaking a treaty. That isn't the important thing. The important thing is that we have a will to keep it.
Right.
And I think, get Henry, you know, he's so convoluted, he doesn't see it. He ought to go back and tell the press on the plane that that's the key point.
Right.
It's the will of the parties to keep it.
Right. Very good. As I say, the leads are excellent.
Yeah. Well, there ought to be good television out of that.
There will be.
Bringing those people up and cheer when the damn thing was signed.
Yes, sir.